County Clerk, I want to do what I've done with so many organizations. Reach new people with a positive message about how they can make a difference.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
First he listened, then the president tweeted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're asking for you to please help.
Mark Barden's son was murdered in the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut.
I'm pissed! Because my daughter I'm not going to see again.
She died at the high school in Parkland, Florida, and Andy Pollack told President Trump,
I'm not going to sleep until it's fixed.
Student survivors were also at the White House, where Fox's John Decker's live.
The president making the case on Twitter for arming teachers in our nation's schools, writing, highly trained, gun-adept teachers slash coaches would solve the problem instantly before police arrive. Great deterrent. He spoke on the idea yesterday in that listening session with parents, teachers, and students at the White House.
They're all cowards. A gun-free zone is let's go in and let's attack, because bullets aren't coming back at us.
The president also writing, must be offensive. Defense alone won't work. The president advocating comprehensive background checks, raising the age for gun purchases to 21, and ending the sale of bump stocks. Dave?
John, all those Parkland, Florida students who took buses to the state capitol returned home at 4 a.m.
Reality has always been with us. It's not like we're distracting ourselves going out on these trips. We are very much grieving.
Diego Pfeiffer and the other survivors of last week's shooting that left 17 dead are demanding stricter gun laws in their state. Russia says it will consider supporting a UN-proposed ceasefire in Syria after a week of deadly bombings, pro-government forces targeting rebel-held areas. A former Serbian soldier attacked the U.S. embassy in Montenegro.
Police say the man threw a bomb into the embassy compound yard just before blowing himself up, the blast creating a crater at the embassy in Podgorica, the capital of the tiny Balkan state. But all staff are safe and accounted for.
Fox's Lillian Wu, the U.S. women's hockey team is glittering in South Korea, winning the gold medal after being Canada in a shootout. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A police officer shot and killed in Maryland while he was off duty and trying to help one of his neighbors.
Our officer lost his life saving the life of the intended victim.
Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski, the gunman, was shot and killed after a police chase. A police officer in Alabama was wounded yesterday while chasing an armed suspect in Montgomery. The gunman was also shot and later died, and that happened hours after a cop in Mobile, Alabama, was murdered. Three convicted killers have a date with death later today, unless courts or a governor spare them. And the death penalty cases that are going on today in three different states, and all of them have just hours left to live.
The executions are planned in Texas, Alabama, and Florida. In Alabama, the condemned, Doyle Lee Ham, is terminally ill. His attorney claiming in an appeal that his cancer drugs have made his veins unusable, so a lethal injection would be unconstitutionally painful. In Florida, Eric Branch, convicted in the rape and murder of a West Florida University co-ed 25 years ago, but the jury vote to condemn him was 10-2. A subsequent change in state law requires a unanimous vote. Branch argues that law should apply retroactively and spare him. And in Texas, the parole board has recommended Bart Whitaker's death sentence for killing his mother and brother should be changed to life in prison, but Governor Greg Abbott gets the final decision. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A private funeral is being planned for next Friday, March 2nd, for Reverend Billy Graham in a tent next to his museum and library in North Carolina, a service that will include much of the gospel Graham preached for decades. He actually helped plan it.
We will carry on his legacy, but I think his legacy really is in the changed lives of so many people who know Jesus because of my father.
His daughter, Ruth Graham, talking to the Fox News Rundown podcast. The Reverend died yesterday at age 99. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here you go, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
A winter at weather advisory until 9, and DeWitt County is kind of on that fringe where it could turn to ice, so take note of that if you're on that side of our listening area. We've got a high 42 down to 40 tonight. The chance of precipitation bumps up to 60% early evening, 90% overnight. And then clouds on Friday, high 51, low 38. 90% chance of showers in the morning on Saturday, high 52 expected, down to 36. Sunshine by Sunday and high 48, low 32. We're currently at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the question on that plane, Call of Duty, and these, does it make you a better shot? Yes, it does. Told by my law enforcement friends, I'll try and cite the study. And I'm not sure where that's from, but somebody said that doesn't make you... My understanding, it does.
Yeah.
And it would make some sense if you're shooting things and pointing, mm-hmm. that would make you better at doing that.
Well, and things jumping out at you,
yeah,
and especially
right.
if you're wearing those virtual reality glasses, I mean, it feels like somebody's jumping out from behind that car, and you got to shoot them during Halo or Call of Duty.
If you've not taken the virtual reality glasses and putting that on... You ought to do that sometime because it is you are in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something else. I mean, they have all kinds of games now. It's pretty common with your PS3 or 4 or whatever they have, and then you put the goggles on. And, you know, I thought about it. Wouldn't that be cool to put them on and walk through the Vatican? Now, that's a good application. Maybe you're visiting somewhere and you put on your virtual reality and kind of walk around the beach before you go. And you can see it before you go. Or people that are sick and can't go. The virtual reality can take you there.
That's true.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a good application.
Let's introduce strict school security at every school in the country. You'd reduce shootings and provide jobs. It's not about the gun, but who uses the gun.
That's right. And then if you do have, you know, teachers and some people say, well, what about the stray bullets on people that can't shoot? No, you're going to have people that can shoot. And what about the stray bullets of the killer? So I think if you say, how many random shootings have we had people going in to attack a police station? They don't go there because they're going to get shot.
That's right.
If you have people that know, even the mentally ill would know, that you go in there, there could be bullets coming back at you before you even kill anybody. That's not what they want. I think a lot of them do want to die, but they want to take people with them.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually have one alive is, frankly, more unusual than not. Because a lot of them kill themselves and all these other things, but they do the damage. But if they walk around as casually as these guys reload, and we've heard story after story, just kind of calmly reloading, because there's nobody shooting back.
Right.
So if they at least think there's somebody in there that could hurt them, they might think twice about doing it.
Well, and not necessarily the whole staff, but
there's certain
people on the staff that could be in different parts of the building
that could be authorized to have the gun. You ever know who it is either. You can suspect, you can wonder, but I wouldn't say, you know, this teacher has one. No, I would just say, listen, some schools might have 7, some might have 14, might have 2 if smaller school, whatever.
Okay.
But at least, I'm talking about former military, former police, people that have been trained, they've been shooting all their lives, they're comfortable doing it, it's voluntary, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just suggesting that, again, the most recent example is the baseball Republicans practice, and they were all going to die had it not been for Capitol Police. So somebody shot back and killed the guy from Illinois that was trying to kill the Republicans. A Bernie Sanders supporter that couldn't stand Republicans shot Steve Scalise, and Rodney Davis, our congressman of the 13th Congressional District, was in the batter's box when the shot started. They were trapped in the dugout with fencing everywhere, no way out. They were dead.
Right.
And the Capitol Police shot back. So to have that, 359-2255, feel free to text. 810, Billy Graham, what a legacy.
There are three things that are important for you to do. First, you must repent of sin. Repentance means that you change your way of living and change your thinking. Be willing for a change to take place in your life. The second thing, by faith, and faith and repentance go together. There's no dichotomy. They go together. You repent and you believe. Believe in Christ. You don't believe in anything else for your salvation except the Lord Jesus Christ. And you receive him in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come in, and he'll come in. Then the third thing is to obey him. Say, Lord, I know I can't live the Christian life, and Billy Graham can't live the Christian life, and I can't. If I didn't have the help of the Holy Spirit every day, I would be a total failure every day.
He's the host of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes. Todd, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you're doing great.
I am, sir, and congratulations on all your successes and your incredible climb to what you are today. Todd Starnes Radio Show on Fox News Radio. Wow. Billy Graham, that's all I can say. What a life. What a great man.
You know, he was a great man, and I think, you know, when you look back at Billy Graham's life and you understand the message, it was a very simple message, but it was a message that resonated across socioeconomic backgrounds, religion, politics, this idea that God loves you, wants to have a relationship with you. And so I really think, you know, Billy Graham's legacy is that that message resonates, again, not just with the, you know, the folks in the pew like you and me, but he also counseled kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers.
Yeah. No matter what politics, he just counseled ever since Harry Truman, I think, right?
Going all the way back to Harry Truman. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a great story, and I cannot recall if it was Truman or Eisenhower. But early on, he had been asked by reporters, oh, what did you guys talk about? He came out of a meeting with the president, and he told them, you know, it was just a fairly innocuous thing. But the president became really offended by that, and he felt like, you know, Billy Graham had violated his, the conversation.
Yeah.
So Billy Graham at that point made a rule, and he stuck to it, that whatever was said in those meetings was said in extreme confidence, mm-hmm. and he never violated that moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think the presidents knew they could trust Billy Graham.
And Billy Graham, I guess, by all accounts, humble, said, I need forgiveness, yeah. I need the cross every day, never was pretentious, never thought himself a big deal, and he was a big deal, yet he would not allow himself to believe that.
As a matter of fact, still lived in the small mountain a cabin in North Carolina that he and his wife moved into after they were married.
Mm.
And he always came back to Montreat, North Carolina, which is a very small country town area. I've been there. It's a beautiful area of the country. But again, you know, he did not buy into this wealth, prosperity gospel and, you know, the way you see some of the television evangelists of these days.
Yeah.
That wasn't Billy Graham. And I think people really appreciated that about Billy Graham, and they respected him.
Well, we've had 100 years with a guy like that. We're very blessed to have his presence. And I don't think there's any doubt greatest evangelical in the last 100 years, right? I mean, there's no question.
My favorite story, we had Billy Graham's pastor on the program yesterday. I always thought it was kind of, you know, what's that like to be America's, you know, the pastor of America's pastor?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But Don Wilson is the pastor at First Baptist Spartanburg, and he's been for decades now been the Billy Graham's pastor. And I said, you got to give us some behind-the-scenes stuff. What was this guy really like, you know, behind the scenes? He goes, well, he loved baseball. He was a huge baseball fan. He loved playing golf, got really upset when he missed the putt, and he also loved junk food. So he would scarf down hot dogs, and you're not going to believe this, Vienna sausages.
What? Vienna sausages?
Vienna sausages, okay. Yeah, with those little Vienna in the can.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my.
So apparently it's health food. I mean, the guy lived until he was 99.
No, one of the greatest of all time. So, Todd Starnes, it's always a pleasure. We really appreciate you and your insights
into
Billy Graham. Thanks so much.
It's always an honor. Thank you.
Todd Starnes Radio Show on Fox Radio. A little on Billy Graham. Loved putting, but hated missing. That sounds normal.
Mm-hmm.
And yet just, you know, I heard his grandson on last night. And if you're 99, your grandson might be 50, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he had gray hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we call him Daddy Bill. That's what we called our grandpa, Daddy Bill.
And he said he just never thought himself anything but somebody who kneeled in front of God and wasn't worthy and needed forgiveness daily. I mean, just a lot of this stuff goes to people's heads. I mean, it happens all the time in every industry.
I know.
Where you really think you're all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to stay humble. That's the never think, because you know what? You got to be careful out there. There are forces that want to get you, and you have to stay humble. You just can't think yourself this. And Billy Graham did that. And that was he filling stadiums. You think that kind of go to your head a little bit? It didn't his. Amazing life. 8:15. Let's jump to our sporting event tonight. Nick won our Primo Legacy Club tickets last hour on ESPN 93.5.
And it's Paint the Hall cheap. In case you have some cheap gear and you want to pull it out, it's all good. We're taking on Purdue, 6 o'clock tip. They're number 9 in the nation, 3rd in the conference, 13-3 in the Big Ten, 24-5 overall. We are 13-16 overall and 3-13 in the Big Ten, 12th in the conference. Speaking of the conference, we had number 17 Michigan over Penn State yesterday, 72-63. And Minnesota beat Iowa 86-82. Some upsets in the AP Top 25 basketball poll. Oklahoma State over number 6 Texas Tech 79-71. And Virginia Tech beat number 15 Clemson 65-58. Loyola Chicago over SIU 75-56. ISU over Drake in overtime. That final 89-81. We have Wisconsin and Northwestern going at it tonight. Another Big Ten action. Last night in women's basketball, Purdue beat Illinois 64-51. Alex Weninger had a double-double with 16 points and 13 rebounds. A Parkland's women's team beat Lewis and Clark. The men's team also victorious. That makes it 20 wins. Bulls host Philadelphia. We had Blackhawks over Ottawa in overtime, 3-2 in that shootout. And the women's hockey, 3-2 winners in a shootout thriller to take the gold.
And here's how that sounded.
Makes it count today.
Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stuck! United States wins gold!
How about that?
Wow. Michaela Schifrin also takes the silver in the Alpine combined. So I got a text in to 359-2255 saying, I don't see the correlation using your thumbs to move joysticks on a controller to control a character and how that translates into being a better shooter.
I think that's a darn good question, and I'm going to try and find where we get this.
Right.
Because it's been sourced and studied, and I'll try and find out where. But don't you have more? See, I'm not very up on this. You have other types of controllers, right?
Well, this says the shooters and consoles don't have a gun. You aim at the screen to help make you a better shot. I play Call of Duty. I'm not a very good shot because I haven't had a lot of time with a rifle or shotgun.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have any virtual reality games that are shooters.
I will try and see if I can back it up with the information I have as far as video games making you a better shooter.
But this person is saying the rifle weight and the recoil and
all
things
that,
like that
right.
is a factor in shooting.
You would think. Maybe it's just your point. I thought you had guns you pointed at the screen sometimes, too.
Or but you don't play those.
Not up on this as much as perhaps most.
But if you said there's a study, I would just think the reaction time of someone jumping out at you and you.
Well, I think that part of, because there are things you have to point and then you have to shoot at it. And then it tells you if you get it, a zombie or whatever it is. And then there is reaction. And then there's, all the blood and things that go along with that, and that's part of the desensitizing of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of it. But as far as does it make you a better shot, I will try and give you what I was told. I'll try and find out the source of that.
Sounds good.
Because it's amazing if you think that people that play videos are better shooters than the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite shocking, frankly. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, foggy, rainy, misty, breezy conditions. A winter weather advisory until 9 a.m. We've got a high 42 expected today. The chance of rain increases late afternoon into the evening, low 41 tonight. 90% chance of rain overnight and into tomorrow morning. Then clouds and a high 51. 38 are low on Friday night. We've got a rain chance at 90% on Saturday with a high 52, low 36. Sunday, high 48, low 32 with partly cloudy conditions. Maybe a little drying out. We've heard the professionals say the water should start receding after 12 noon today.
That'd be good news.
36 now on ESPN 93.5.
Over 5 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain this week. Okay, we'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana. Time for your Fox Business Update.
The Fox Business Network. Fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. Another sign companies are holding on to workers. The number of new claims declined by 7,000 to 222,000, and the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also declined. A top Ford executive, its head of North American business, has been fired. Raj Nair was accused of behavior inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. He's a longtime Ford executive. Ford isn't revealing the specific nature of the allegations. A Ford spokesman tells the Wall Street Journal Nair's departure stems from an anonymous tip received in recent weeks. Southwest Airlines is charging more for last-minute priority boarding. USA Today says the airline will charge up to $50 one way to board in the first group of travelers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
All right, it's 8:22. Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say yes to the dress. Okay, so what are you guys doing? I think it's brilliant, by the way. What are you doing?
We are having a prom dress sale this Saturday over at Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church, and it's all prom dresses that have been worn once, maybe twice, and so we thought that this was something that the community needed because prom dresses are expensive, and then they sit in people's closets.
$200-$400 if you want to go buy a prom dress, and the girls can get it for a lot less here, right?
Oh, a lot less, yeah. And a lot of girls that come in, they know these dresses, and they'll come in and they'll be like, I saw that dress last year, and it was like $600.
Wow, how cool is this? And where's the money go, Carolyn?
All the money goes to Courage Connection.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
All right, helping people from their drug addictions with faith. It is all good. This is one of those win. Okay, Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church at 102 North State. This is happening Friday and Saturday?
The sale itself is happening Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. And then Friday afternoon from 3 to 6 and Saturday morning from 9 to noon, we are accepting dresses. So if people have dresses that they want to donate or if they want to consign them, we will take them and they will get 60% of the profits and then the other 40% will go to Courage Connection.
Wonderful event and what a smart deal. Folks that need prom dresses, again, it's Saturday. Is there a website?
No, there's no website. We're still pretty new to this. The service crossed my mind that maybe we should get one for next year.
Well, I tell you what, this will be a hit. Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church, 102 North State Street, on Saturday. Go buy yourself a prom dress for a whole bunch less and help Courage Connection. Keep up your good work, Carolyn. Thanks for the info.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Hi, Kelly Hill.
Hey, Stevie. Great to be with you.
My wife hasn't been to Habitat for Humanity in at least 3 days.
She needs to get on it.
We need a frequent flyer card to Habitat for Humanity.
I'm taking that back.
I want her to have a punch card. After the 10th visit, she'll get a cup of coffee. That's what I'm looking for here.
No, how about a bag of popcorn?
I'll do a bag of popcorn.
Okay, we do popcorn.
It's Kelly Hill. We got Kurt Skelton Hill. How are you guys doing? Kurt,
doing
how are
great.
You?
Doing great.
Nice to see you. Get close to that mic. Your big booming voice will come out through.
All right.
So what do we have, Kelly? What are you doing?
Hey, this is our fifth year working together, Home Builders and Habitat. Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. It's a gala at the refinery, Dish Passion Cuisine, catering the evening. Great auction items, including Cubs Cardinal tickets from Stevie J Broadcasting.
Talk about the Cubs Cardinal tickets.
Those Cubs Cardinal tickets. Yeah, those will be a part of the auction.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the evening is really going to be a little different this year because we've got a new project on the horizon. The two of us are working together with some other community partners, and we're trying to actually create an opportunity for youth in the community to learn the building trade skills and build on a Habitat lot and a Habitat house, and Kirk and his group and Habitat and Parkland College and the EFE program will all be working together to kick this off here in the next month. And now that I've talked so much about it, I'm going to let Kirk talk a little bit more about it.
Why are you involved, my friend?
Well, obviously, I'm in the building trades, and we have...
Working for
Mike Martin Builders.
Mike Martin Builders, and you guys, you know, you look like just a white-collar guy, but I've seen you in the big... old backhoes and machines. You know how to run it all, baby.
Well, we have to do everything these days.
And why are you part of this?
You know, it's real important to us as far as getting the youth involved. Not everyone is college bound. It's obvious that nationwide there is an issue and shortage for getting youth in the trades or anyone in the trades for that matter. So we've decided locally that instead of talking about it for another couple of years, we are just going to get it going.
There's a good living in the trades, and people are really good at it, and it's important, and you can earn a lot of money, and we need those skills.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
We really do. It's not, you know, not everybody can be like you and me, Kurt, and hammer something in a, what do you do with a hammer again? Kelly, right? I
mean, hammer and nails,
something like that.
Hey, we teach volunteers with no skills on
our
build site.
But you've seen some
projects. Yeah, there's that. We have our redo days, but, you know, not too often.
No, you open the can of paint before. You don't use the, okay. Anyway, what can people do?
Well, we're going to start with... Build My Future is a pilot program. We're starting it this year. We're going to work with Parkland, as Kelly mentioned, with the EFE program. They're going to help frame the home.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we're going to take the next step through an application process to try to get more youth involved. We're hoping 15 to 20 students will build the house from start to finish.
Wow.
Is our goal.
Cool. It's really exciting, Kelly. And so March 2nd is the...
March 2nd, next Friday.
Okay.
Get your tickets.
People still go.
Get your tickets. They're $75. Bucks.
That's it?
Yeah, it's
get food out of this?
It's a food and a great time and a chance to hear Kirk and Sheila Goddard, our executive director, talk about this program and get people excited about it. And we'll be raising funds for not only affordable housing, but also for this project going forward. So next Friday at the refinery.
Awesome.
Dare to Dream 2018 is the website that you can hit and find out more information and purchase the tickets. And it sounds awesome.
Well, it'll be great. And Habitat does such great work. Big fans. And truly, I was going through the... lower level at Habitat just last Saturday. So, you know, we know your store. It's a fun store.
We've cleaned it up a lot and got some new, lighting hanging
that's
now.
That's your problem. You have new every day.
Yeah.
So it's no fair. We have to keep coming back.
That's the
Janet has found some real deals there now.
She's invited every day of the week. She can even come on a day we're closed and I'll have her to look around.
Frequent flyer card. That's what I'm looking for here. Kurt, nice to see you, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you.
Kurt Skelton and Kelly Hill. Nice to have both of you here at 828. It's ESPN 93.5.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I even know. Now I turn to Mark, and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John, I'm like, why do they keep killing them? What are they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, Illini Land FCA.org.
Ooh.
an ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
Mark Cuban right now, this is an interesting thing because this is, it's happening today. It's all over the news. Adam Silver is going to have to handle it just because it's all over the news. He's going to have to do something about this because Sports Illustrated did this story. And Mark Cuban was very loud, and man, he is strong publicly.
Yes.
So he's very loud. When Donald Sterling was drowning in stuff that takes Donald Sterling down, Mark Cuban was very loud about, hey, that's a slippery slope, taking away my team and stuff, that stuff. If we can link Mark Cuban's past frat boy behavior to this thing, Mark Cuban better get out in front of this and talk to as many people as he can, because the flames on this one climb high and fast in 2018.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Market New Car Wash and Lube. The touchless car wash, shining through for you. Family owned and operated. Our full service oil change is the highest rated. And we're open 7 days a week. We want to keep you running at your peak. Now, Market New Car Wash and Lube. The touchless car wash, shining through for you. Market New Car Wash and Lube.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter this morning's reinforcing ideas to prevent school shootings brought up in his meeting yesterday with students and parents at the White House.
We're going to be very strong on background checks. We're going to be doing very strong background checks. Very strong emphasis on the mental health of somebody.
He meets this morning with state and local officials about school safety. Presidents Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Carter will all be invited to the Reverend Billy Graham's funeral in North Carolina.
Billy Graham will be laid to rest in Charlotte on March 2nd at the library that bears his name. Family spokesman Mark DeMoss says the remembrance is of Graham's own design.
It was Mr. Graham's explicit intent that his funeral service reflect and reinforce the gospel message he preached for more than 60 years.
Graham will be buried next to his wife, Ruth, who died in 2007.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we got a rainy day today and a 40% chance of showers. Where is is my forecast.
It's just going to be 40s and 50s for the next 10 days. That's all
okay,
I know.
I like that. 36 yeah. now.
So who cares if it...
We are expecting sunshine and a high 47 by Sunday.
We don't want rain because we're done with that for now.
It's coming back on Saturday, but we do have just mainly clouds for the next 2 days. And again, the professionals are saying the water should start receding after noon today.
Okay. We need that receding thing going on. And imagine, though, 20 degrees colder at 5 feet of snow. 5 feet. That's how much moisture fell.
Right.
It would have been 5 feet.
Had it been snowy conditions.
Well, we wouldn't be on the radio. Wouldn't get here, would we? We've not had.
It'd be a challenge.
How would we? We have to get in the cab with Tracy Wingler.
They to stay get to right work. On top of it, though.
Yeah,
it
but
is
5 feet, we don't know what that is. That would be. Anyway, that's how much moisture.
Right.
2 feet we've done, and that's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
5 feet?
Mm-hmm.
That's in your house and hope you have food thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's flooding, and that's bad. And all the, you know, workers of the world and ServPro and Clean Right, they do restoration, some pump stuff from lands. We talked about that. So there are people you can call that will go in and help you. Anyway, it's, when you get water, it's bad.
Yeah.
You're all in on all that.
At the Unity Music Booster meeting last night, details coming in about All Out Acapella. It's Saturday, February 24th. If you want to get your tickets, the shows are at 5 and 8. And we really support the Unit 7 music students with the summer camp tuition. As you go to unitymusicboosters.org and get that $15 ticket.
Okay, don't forget, we are going to Cubs Cardinal game on May 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And you're invited. It's $130 a person. Tickets are selling. And for February, it's got us a little surprise. Normally, we sell most of them in March, April, but a whole bunch have been selling because it is a Saturday this year, and it is Cubs and Cardinals, and it is a sellout, and it's all that. It's just a hot ticket. So it's a little more expensive this year because of the Cubs-Cardinals Saturday, and it's perfect because we don't have to leave too early or get home too late. That's how we like it. A 1:15 first pitch, and somebody on one of our buses gets to throw out the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hey! How'd Stevie J win? That's not fair. So come in with my sidewinder or something.
My nephew Luke was asking about it. That's his birthday. He lives down in St. Louis.
There you go.
He's been dating the same gal a couple of years.
Yeah.
We were thinking, would this be proposal kind of material? But
tell him to not try and win this because I'm not going for it.
Okay, gotcha.
It's Diane's nephew. What luck. No, that'd actually be kind of cool proposal. Maybe we could do that in addition to the first pitch. I want somebody on the bus to throw out the first pitch. I want them to bring the high heat. President Trump announces crafting of regulations to ban bump stocks. That's what the shooter in Las Vegas had, so it was like a machine gun. My understanding is you can make a bump stock with a belt, but why not? Ban bump stocks, sure. President Trump says he has directed Attorney General Jeff Sessions to draft regulations that would ban any devices that would turn legal semi-automatic firearms into automatic weapons, like a machine gun. After studying the issue of bump stocks in light of the Las Vegas shooting in October, the president made the remarks from the White House East Room as he hosted the Public Safety Medal of Valor Award ceremony. Comments mark the president's first public appearance in Washington since his brief speech Thursday after the Parkland shooting, and his remarks on bump stocks are the first he has made definitively proposing a policy solution related to gun control. Gun law specialist Emily Taylor, Houston, Texas. How are you, Emily?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine. Okay, I'm fine. You can ban bump stocks. Can't I make one out of a belt?
Well, you can increase the rate of fire on a semi-automatic rifle through all sorts of different means. And I think that the question we need to ask ourselves is, with fully automatic weapons already heavily regulated, do we really want to slide into regulating more and more and more what were otherwise lawful activities in order to solve one problem with one horrific, deranged individual? And I'm not sure that's the answer.
I must say, and I'm a Second Amendment fella, but I don't know why I need an AK-47 or an AR-50. I don't know. And I don't. Listen, Emily, if this would help stop it, I don't know if it will. In fact, I don't think it would. I don't think this would, because you have handguns, you've got semi-automatic Glocks, you got all these, you know, 49 school shootings from 1999 to 2013, four had AK-47 or an AR-15. The rest were handguns. So I guess the slippery slope is you ban that, you ban that, you ban that, you ban that, and you still got people driving trucks over people. I mean, how do you stop this with a law?
Well, and I think that you hit the nail on the head, which is that if we just use it as an excuse to slowly chip away at the Second Amendment, we haven't solved the underlying issue. And I hear this question come up really frequently now, despite the fact that the number of homicides in the United States every year committed with AR-style rifles is in the dozens. It's not a big number. But I hear people say, well, why does anyone need an AR platform rifle? And what they're forgetting is that's the beauty of the Second Amendment. It's not the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless they can't demonstrate a specific need. It's steadfast, and it's a right that we all have, and we do not have to justify why we keep and bear arms. AR-15s are perfect weapons for protection. There are people who use them for hunting. And it is not something we as Americans have to justify. And frankly, they're not the problem, and they're not the cause of homicides in this country.
Wouldn't be bad to do more stringent background on mentally ill people, would it?
Well, we have to remember that that is already in the federal law. When you go and you fill out a 4473 to purchase a firearm, they are checking you to see if you've ever been adjudicated mentally defective. They're checking to see if you've ever been involuntarily committed. They're also running significant criminal backgrounds, which people with mental illnesses get swept up in the criminal justice system and often have disqualifying convictions there. We need to be sure that we're not drawing the lines in a place that might catch some more people who have some mental illness, but in our fury to catch those people are depriving millions of others who should have their constitutional right to bear arms of that right. And that's why the lines are drawn where they are right now under the federal law. And it is, we have due process concerns when we start to tighten those up, and it needs to be researched and looked at very carefully.
Listen, we're all frustrated and saddened by the shooting in Florida, and so we're all discussing how we can prevent it. It's a complex issue. There's no question. Emily, appreciate your insights into this. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Emily Taylor, gun law specialist, ESPN 93.5. You can always text 359-2255. Now, she's totally Second Amendment, all in on. I'm probably not that heavy in that stance. I'm willing to say, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to do it. That's my problem is that, you know, if you want to take away some guns, I mean, I don't care about the machine guns. I don't think we ought to have machine guns. I'm not sure why we need that. She says that a lot of people hunt with an AR-15. Okay. But you can hunt with a rifle, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But the stats don't show that most of the killings are handguns. So you do ban all semi-automatic? I don't know. 842.
The golden rule of pizza is two toppings are better than one. Get two toppings on a 14-inch thin crust for just $14.15 every Monday at Rosati's Pizza. Double down on a selection of over 20 toppings that'll make your taste buds forget that it's only Monday. Dine in, carry out, or stay out of the cold and let us deliver to you. Some restrictions apply at Rosati's. And who says tacos have to stay in their shells? Fiesta with Rosati's Pizza and get a 16-inch beef taco pizza for just $19.99 for dine in, carry out, or delivery every Tuesday. If only you could see us at your desk after lunch. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
You already love how convenient your debit card is, how much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tell me about Axel. What is it like being canine working with a doggy?
Well, unfortunately, he is not a pet. And people, you know, seem to think that these are pets. They come home, they lay on the couch and things like that. And he gets a lot of love, but he is, I affectionately refer to him as a Fernado. He is just, he wants to work. He loves to work. His drive is incredible. He is a year and a half old. He is a Shepherd Malinois from Hungary. And he's an incredible asset, but there's a lot more work than what people seem to think happens.
It looked like a service dog, maybe, where they're working all the time for somebody who's blind or deaf or something, and it's a professional kind of thing, but you know, you bond.
Oh yes.
But you got to go find those drugs for me, or you can tell when people freak out when they see you and a dog.
Oh yes.
Because like, a dog's not going to miss it.
No, he's not going to miss it, and I think also they come with teeth.
Yeah. So, well,
people are a little afraid of that.
Sarah Links, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Yep, there's a ball game tonight. We just got done at Michigan State. Now we get to play Purdue, two top 10 teams in a week.
Woohoo!
Two top 10 teams in 3 days.
We can do this.
Let's go.
That's why they play the game.
That's right.
I mean, Purdue is number 9, yeah. And they're 24-5.
And they're 2 7-footers. We're running around the iHotel this morning. 2 7-footers.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Are they going to the NBA after?
Nah. They're probably going to go get a Starbucks first. No, I don't know if they'll play in the NBA. But they are...
wasn't that the case at Michigan State?
The Rons are 6'7". Michael Finke may or may not play 6'10".
Right.
We're just really outsized tonight.
Okay.
Whatever.
Number 17, Michigan beat Penn State 72-63 yesterday. And Minnesota beat Iowa 86-82. Upsets included Oklahoma State over number 6, Texas Tech, 79-71. And Virginia Tech beat number 15, Clemson, 65-58. ISU over Drake in overtime, 89-81 was the final. Loyola Chicago over SIU, 75-56. Wisconsin and Northwestern will be going at it tonight. On to the ladies. Parkland's teams win, and so did the men's team. They've got a great season going. I know that Illinois lost to Purdue 61-54 yesterday. Alex Weniger got another double-double, 16 points and 13 rebounds. On to the NBA, where the Bulls will host Philadelphia tonight. On ice last night, Blackhawks over Ottawa 3-2. In overtime, Joel Quenneville's 1,600th win. Women's hockey, a thriller in a shootout to take the gold. The final was 3-2, and Michaela Schifrin takes the silver in the Alpine combined. Also trending right now, Orlando Cepeda, critical after a cardiac incident.
Shoot.
Known for his work with the San Francisco Giants.
Orlando Cepeda is Cardinals, too.
Oh, really?
Big Cardinal guy.
80-year-old is in the Bay Area now. So, okay. And golf. Tiger is 2 under on the top of the leaderboard right now.
He's back. He's playing the Honda.
Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Nathaniel played that golf course in a big national tournament when he was in 8th grade. That golf course is really hard. Anyway, the Honda is down in Palm Beach. It rained every day at 3 o'clock. Just like clockwork.
Right.
Every day had to go in for a rain delay. We played 6 holes at a time, another thunderstorm. It's a different time of year for this tournament, but I'm glad Tiger's playing, and the ratings will blossom if he makes the weekend. Well, good for him. Good start.
So I've got some texts to
let me get those
about
in a second.
All right.
More texts coming up.
So-
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at RoofDoctorsCo.com.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to DareToDream2018.com. That's DareToDream2018.com.
All right, here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Dang it.
What do you mean?
Just a day late and a dollar short today.
Listen, Diane had a house fire.
I did.
She had a trying to clean her stove. She left the chicken nuggets in it, and so she had actually flames.
Yes.
So I'm thankful you're all right.
Right.
So don't worry about anything else, Diane.
Thank you. We'll just blame it on the house
No, that's
fire.
Exactly what I do. I mean, I had a little house. What do you mean a little? You don't have a little anything when it comes to fire.
You're
so
right.
And so you're working on the smoke smell.
Yes.
And Butch from ServPro said you have cleaner thingies. You might not have to paint, which
right,
is good.
Right,
you get that darn smell out. And you left the darn things on the stove, though.
Right, right.
Sitting,
right.
Not cooking, sitting.
That's right.
And so the smell emanating from the burnt chicken. All right.
Thank you for that summary.
No, and if it wasn't for Seth, your friend,
yes.
He pulled the stove out and unplugged it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look into that because I got a self-cleaner. I want to know if I can turn it off.
Yeah, it is locked.
Well, I know, but you should be able to disengage. I would think. Yeah.
I mean, we had to Google it while the alarm was going on, while the smoke's billowing out into the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we're opening the doors in there, and Aiden's going, call the fire department, call the fire department. I'm like, I'm not going to do that just yet. It's not really bad just yet. I mean,
Aiden's a genius.
I wanted to get to
14?
That Unity Music Booster
he's 14,
meeting.
Huh?
I had some stuff to do.
Good job, Aiden. I mean, he had the right reaction. I mean, he had flames.
Yes.
Okay, then.
He did.
Anyway,
high 44
good.
Today. I've got it now.
All
51
right.
The high tomorrow. More clouds. And then the chance of rain on Saturday's forecast, high 52, 47 with sunshine.
Oof.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And Monday has sunshine.
Yeah.
There's sunshine on Tuesday. With a high 60.
You're going to be feeling it, and we're springing ahead. March is next Thursday?
Is that right?
Yeah, March is next Thursday.
And I know that the time change
11th.
Is the second week in March.
11th of March, we spring ahead on the clocks already.
Right.
Woo! Okay.
So that feels good. 36 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yep.
On to the text line at 359-2255. One issue with mental illness evaluation for background checks is that I worry about is if they classify someone with depression as having mental illness. I mean, someone with anxiety.
Well, how would they know that on a background check? I think that checks whether you're institutionalized, you're locked up, you have a felony. I don't think it goes that deep. I don't think if you talk to a counselor six times, that's on your record.
Okay.
I think that, you know, people from time to time need people to talk to. That should be totally fine. But there are some deep problems that involuntary, if you're in a mental hospital, there should at least be some sort of a wait for years till you see if you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. That would seem fair to me. Non-voluntary institutionalized something.
Right.
And certainly criminal background, they check all of that. Now is what Emily said, is that they already do all of that. And I don't know. I mean, I need to know more about what we already have on the books that we need to just use the existing gun laws. You know, because if we already have enough laws, we don't need to top laws on top of just do what we already have if that's strong enough. I don't know.
Pavilion counselor says there for 2 years, even outpatient is considered.
Yeah.
So. Well, but if you're doing outpatient for 2 years, should you have a gun? I mean, you've got issues.
His job was there for 2 years.
I'm saying, but if you, what if you just going in and out and getting counseling, should you be banned from a gun?
Right.
I mean, that's the hard part is, do you absolutely, some people get treatment and get better.
Right.
They get well, and you're fine. It's okay. You can do that. I mean, but there's such a, oh, they're crazy. I heard they, you know, that's not fair. There are people that struggle all the time. You ought to give them a chance to be okay, and if they want to have a FOID card, as long as medically they check out, but there's your line. Well, he had counseling. You never should have given. You always do that. I mean, that's where you get into so much gray, and who decides?
I know.
And you really want to.
And the people who need help may not get it because they don't want the stigma. What about addiction?
Exactly
has
that.
Just been texted in. What about addiction?
Well, if you're an addict, should you have a gun?
Right.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, who makes the decision?
Right.
Who decides what is lawful, what is not?
And who wants this on their record? I mean, you want to have all rights as an American.
No, absolutely do. No, I know. That's why this is so complex.
Okay, text in saying, where was your fire extinguisher, Diane?
And
we did go into the garage, and it was from the 1980s, so I do need
No, listen.
I don't know.
You can ask me the same thing, and I'd say I'm not sure.
Right.
No, we need to be. That's a good thing.
Lowe's.
Okay.
What's that?
Just get a little guy. Yeah, and they do expire, right?
I think they do. That's what I was saying. This
well,
from
this
the
has
80s.
Been an enlightening program, my friends. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
We shall return tomorrow and get the weekend started already. Fast week.
And go Illini.
Yeah,
you might want to wear your chief and all that.
Paint the chief. It's a free speech deal. There'll be some protesters. I trust my U of I police and all the helpers will have all of that secure for us.
We appreciate your contributions here at ESPN 93.5, and we podcast at ESPNCU.com.
Have a great Thursday. Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Cyan Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner program next. Thank you again for listening. Again, have a great Thursday.
For better internet, TV, and voice, choose i3 Broadband. That's right, get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider in the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530-0333.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I didn't even know. Then I turned to Mark and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John, I'm like, why do they keep killing them? What they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, IlliniLandFCA.org.
Hi, this is Maddie Bricka from the Illinois Ripcords. I want to invite you to come hear us perform live at All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 24th at Unity High School in Tolono. We'll be sharing the stage with 6 other top acapella groups from the University of Illinois, Illinois State, Milliken, and Unity High School. It's going to be a great night with shows at 5 and 8 p.m., and tickets will go fast. So tell your friends and grab your tickets online today at unitymusicboosters.org.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I didn't even know. Then I turned to Mark, and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John, I'm like, why do they keep killing them? What they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, IlliniLandFCA.org.
You already enjoy delicious burgers and craft beer at Scotty's Brewhouse. Now stop by and try their new light and fresh spring menu. Available now through April 1st, Scotty's is offering new mouth-watering appetizers, entrees, salad, and sandwiches. Kick off your meal with an order of sweet and spicy shrimp. Then try the bluegill BLT, pasta primavera, grilled shrimp, and avocado tacos, or the unique Greek falafel salad. Hurry into Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street. You don't want to miss these limited-time offerings. Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
Hey there, it's Mr. Mattex from Mattex Heating and Cooling. What could you do with an extra $1,600 right now? Go on a vacation? Pamper yourself for a day or two? Well, with the Mattex Tech's Comfort Combo Special. Get savings on the double of up to $1,600 on a new Train home comfort system with exclusive savings and energy incentives. Use that extra cash and treat yourself. Visit MetTechService.com today for more details and see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Train. Get the fix with MetTex, serving you since 1994.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
No matter the time of year, it can be tough to find the motivation to get back into shape. The Mettler Center in Champaign can help. They have a philosophy of whole life fitness, building your mind, body, and soul. With a wide variety of opportunities, group classes, personal training, nutritionist, weight loss programs, massage therapy, and more, the Mettler Center can formulate a fitness plan that's best for you. Stop in at the Mettler Center, 2906 Crossing Court, at the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. For more information on whole life fitness, visit MettlerCenter.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to